Learning to listen. We hung a musical mobile over our children's crib. Mickey, Donald, Pluto, and Goofy went round about over their tiny eyes and ears, chiming, "It's a small world." Before our children could walk or talk, they were collecting impressions. As months and years passed, the meanings behind the mysterious mobile would be interpreted and appreciated. Many want a crash course on hearing God's voice. Sometimes we are granted sudden revelations. Usually, we learn a language by listening, and then listening more. Jesus said, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me." We raised sheep. New lambs would stick close to mom and after a while learn to trust us, distinguishing our voices. A good way to start learning the voice of the shepherd is to stick close to our spiritual parents. They would teach us to hush our spirits and learn the meaning of the vibrations. Pay attention to the way they read their Bibles, sit quietly for stretches of time, and move when they sense the Holy Spirit. We learn the shepherd's voice through closeness, attentiveness, and reflection. Welcome to the School of Listening. This is Steve Johnson of LandingStripEnterprises.com. Check out our new book, Riverfront Property, Connecting at the River of Life, at RiverfrontPropertyBook.com.